We'd like to welcome you to The Journey from the Hill. This is a weekly podcast of Chapel Hill Baptist Church. Each week, you'll hear biblical teaching from our pastor, Dr. Shannon Moses. At the end of today's podcast, you'll hear a way to reach out to us with any questions you might have about this message. Now, let's prayerfully listen as Dr. Moses opens the Word of God.
We started last week looking at different things that makes a healthy church. And last week we looked at a healthy church is biblical. A healthy church is going to stay in the Word of God. A healthy church is going to live and die. It's not our opinion. It's the Word of God, period. That's what we teach from. That's what we live from. That's what we're going to die on is the truth of God's Word, the Christ that is presented, Jesus, here in the Word of God. And today, we're going to look at another one. Go with me over to Matthew chapter 6. We're looking at a healthy church is a praying church. A healthy church has a very healthy prayer life. And these things that we say about a church, you can bring it all the way down to an individual. A healthy Christian stays in the Word. A healthy Christian has a strong prayer life. And let me encourage you right now, if you're a believer and you do not think you have a healthy prayer life, or if you straight up know you're not where you should be, then here's the deal. That conviction you're feeling is not from a man's words. If you're a Christian and you're not where you ought to be, if you sit there and you think to yourself, hey, I know I'm not in the Word like I should be. I know I'm not praying like I should be. That sickening feeling is not because you're caught by me. It's because the Spirit of God is saying, hey, you, I died for you. I love you. I got more for you. Let's talk. That's what prayer is. Prayer is a conversation. Prayer is communication. Prayer is us talking to God. We can go to the throne room of God no matter where we are. We do not have to drop to our knees. We do not have to find some posture. It doesn't matter where you are. You can be in the middle of any situation under the sun and be in constant conversation with the Father. Jesus was always talking to his Father. He said, I didn't do anything on my own. I did it what the Father's telling me to do. Look over. Look at what Jesus says. There are some ways. There are some right ways to pray. Here in Matthew chapter 6, he gives sort of some direction, some structure on our prayer. Beginning in verse 5, Matthew 6, 5 says this, when you pray, it's not if you pray, it's when you pray. It's an assumed prayer. It's just going to be happening. When you pray, you're not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. It's not a showy thing. It's not to be seen by others. He says it right there. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room. Close your door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. God hears you in the quietness and in the stillness, whether you're laying there in the middle of the night, ceiling fan, and you just, Lord, it's me again. He's okay with that. He wants that. It doesn't always have to be when, hey, I got a bad report today from the doctor. That's not the only time we pray. No, we pray when, hey, today was good. We had a good time at church. Lord, I thank you for that. Riding home, nobody has to know it. Riding to wherever, riding to gifts. Can't go to Chick-fil-A. Is chicken salad chick open on Sunday? It's not either. Wow. So you can't go to either one of those two today, by the way. But when you're going wherever you go to eat and you take mama today, and you're just riding down the road and saying, you know what, that was fun. I enjoyed the worship. I enjoyed, Lord, I just thank you that I was able to, because it was a bad day, God. I mean, it was a bad week. It was rough. You saw me. You got me through it. I needed that. I needed that recharge. I needed that. I needed to laugh. I needed to see so-and-so and talk. God, it was really, really good. That's prayer. Nobody has to hear it. Nobody has to see it. Oh, Heavenly Father, don't not show we. God hears you There's never a moment. Mamas, no matter how not headed we were, when we called, you came, didn't you? When we called, you listened. There's a voice. There was a voice. There was a voice. My mama could always listen. I got knocked out a few times in playing football. Mama was always in the stands, and I don't know, but they pretty much told me she was the first one down on the field. She could always hear her boy's voice. Help! You know who's coming, Mama. Help! You know who's there? Always the Lord. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He hears you. When you pray, pray like this. It's not about being seen. It's about right there, you and the Lord talking. A healthy church prays. A healthy church, a healthy Christian prays. And when you pray in verse 7, don't use meaningless repetitions as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they'll be heard for their many words. Notice what he's trying to point out. It's not showy. Prayer is not a to be seen by others kind of thing. Oh, he has the greatest prayers. What? Who cares? The greatest prayers are the secret ones that nobody sees. But God hears and God does the work. He moves. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. We've all heard a sermon before of breaking down the simplicity of this prayer. Jesus' model prayer doesn't say always pray this prayer, but pray. This is sort of a model prayer that he uses. He says, pray then in this way, in this way. Our Father who's in heaven, hallowed be your name. God, you're holy. You're worthy. Praise God. Start out. Start your prayers. You're like, Brother Shannon, give me an example. Don't use an example. Use what the Word of God gives you. Start with praising God. Keep it simple. Focus on Him. We go, Lord, I'm hurting. Me, 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 me. That's not the Bible's example. That's not pray this way. No, it starts with let's turn the pain and put our eyes on you. Let's look through the clouds and see the God who created and is above it all. Let's hallowed be your name. Pray then in this way, our Father who's in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, you are in control. Work it out. God, let your perfect will be done. Let your perfect sovereign plan happen. God, you're in control there. Be in control here. Lord, let it happen your way. Whatever it is, God, I'm sick. I'm hurting. They're sick. They're hurting. They're on a mountain. They're on a valley. God, your will be done in their life. Bless them indeed. Show out, God, in a mighty way in and through them. Notice this one. Give us this day our daily bread. Just enough. Because you know what? I'll be back tomorrow and ask for just enough tomorrow too. Just enough. Lord, I want to be the richest person. I want to have enough. I want to have storehouses. That's not biblical. Lord, I trust you today and I'll trust you tomorrow and I'll trust you tomorrow. God, I need you right now. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. Lord, forgive me. He forgives us, we forgive them. He forgives us, we forgive them. Do you hear me? Everybody look at me. You hear that? He forgives us, we forgive them. Yeah, but Brother Shannon, you don't know what they've done. Don't matter. Yeah, but I'm still hurting. Yeah, but it was horrible. Yeah, but it was really bad. But he forgave you. And what you did was horrible and really bad. And he forgave you. Yep, there's no yeah, but. We forgive because he forgave. That's the heart of us as believers. It's the model. It's right here. Pray then in this way. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. To give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive those who forgive our, as also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God, keep your hand on me. Lord, when I start drifting, bring me back. Lord, when I start wandering, convict me. When I get out of the center, God, bring me back. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. That's just a model. But it starts with God, and it's very simple. It keeps our eyes off of us, and it goes up there. A healthy church prays. A healthy believer prays. A healthy believer does not make a, hey, somebody's watching. Hey, Lord God, Lord God, I'm here again. It's not about being seen. It's not about being heard. He sees. He knows the motives. When you pray, be honest. When you pray, be real. When you pray, be just. Listen, what are we hiding from God? Well, I'm not going to mention that because he may find out. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? He already knows. Then why not confess? Lord, it's me again. You saw it. Lord, it's me again, and I'm just here to say you're holy and to say I'm really messed up. Lord, I'm sorry. God, help me. Pray. You say, don't say I don't know how to pray. You do. Don't say I don't know the right words to say. You do. Just do it. Look over in Luke. The only question, Luke chapter 11. The only thing the disciples ever asked Jesus to teach them was to how to pray. Only thing. None of them came to me and say, hey, teach me that walking on water trick. Never did it. Hey, that whole bringing somebody back to life, can I get that one? What's the insight? What's the secret of this multiplying loaves and fishes? Because that could come in handy. They never asked him any of that. But the one thing they wanted to know is, how do you pray? Because here's what happened. Over those 3.5 years, those guys watched. And they noticed that, you know what, every time Jesus went off and prayed, something big happened. Every time Jesus was go away and get quiet with the Father, he would come back and a miracle would happen. Lord, I want to know that. If there's any secret we need to know, it's the secret of prayer. Tell me about it. They ask him here. Verse, chapter 11, beginning in starting in verse 1. And here, you got to realize, you're like, Brother Shannon, why is there a difference? Well, Luke, the reason it's a difference is because Luke was not there. Remember, Luke had went around to all the eyewitnesses and said, tell me what you saw. Tell me how it went down. Remember, he's writing this to, oh, excellent Theophilus. Remember, starts in verse 1 of chapter 1. That's why it's a little different. And it happened, chapter 11, verse 1, and it happened while Jesus was praying in a certain place after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, and notice it's different because, you know, it's eyewitnesses. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. We also forgive everyone else who's indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. Pretty much the gist. So here we have the word of God, two different places, with Jesus saying, pray like this. Praise God. Keep it simple. Forgive and guide us. It's pretty simple. Okay? Don't say we don't know how. Don't say I don't want to mess up. You can't. Be real. And then he goes even further here and he kind of explains it. He says, then he said to him, suppose one of you has a friend. And goes to him at midnight and says to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. And the friend of mine, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey and I have nothing to set before him. And from inside he answers and says, do not bother me. The door has already been shut and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. We can imagine this. Last night, the electricity went off around most of our houses and it's jet black dark. Jet black. All of us at about what, 1:45 woke up to a bright house. But can you imagine around 12 o'clock somebody starts knocking? Brother Shannon, hey, go away. Hey, go away. Hey, no, what are you going to do? Jesus explains it. That's what he's showing. Notice what he does. Don't get up. I cannot get up anything. I tell you, verse 8, I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he's a friend, Yet because of his persistence. Preacher, I prayed one time and it didn't work. Really? I tried that prayer thing and God didn't answer. I cannot tell you the number of times I've had people tell me, I prayed one time for my mama to get well and she died. God don't hear me. One time, Jesus says, look, he didn't come open the door because he was his friend. He didn't come open the door because he liked him. He came because he was persistent. Hey, God, it's me again. Hey, Lord, it's me again. He just kept coming. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he's his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. Imagine. He didn't say, notice what he says here. Read it. Don't run off and say, Lord God, I want that pink Cadillac. That's what the preacher said. There ain't nobody in this room need a pink Cadillac. Need a pink Cadillac. You don't need no pink Cadillac. Got to give you what you need. He didn't get up because he was his friend. He got up because of persistence and gave him what he needed. A lot of times our prayers miss that mark. A lot of our prayers is me, 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 me. We forget the start of, hey, God, oh, you are holy and worthy, and I'm the mess up here. So I say to you, verse 9, pray, church. A healthy church prays. Pray. Why? Because Jesus says when you pray. Okay? How? Like that. All right, what if he don't answer? Keep praying. You may need to adjust it a little bit. You may need to spend more time in worshiping him and making much of him and make less of you because he already knows your needs before you even ask it. So I say to you, verse 9, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. It doesn't again say, ask and we'll think about it. Seek and you may bump into it. Knock and it might just one day open. That's not what it says. It says, ask and it'll be given. Seek and you'll find. Knocking, it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be open. Now, suppose one of your fathers is asked of his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he asks for an egg, he won't give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? A healthy Christian prays. A healthy church prays. A healthy church worships God and praises him in spirit and truth. He worships. You're like, I need to see him. He's listening. He hears you. Don't say I don't know how. You do know how. Don't say he never answered. Keep asking. Don't say that, I didn't get what I wanted. No, he didn't say he'd give you what he wanted. But have you ever gone without anything you've ever needed? Well, know that I really can't think I have. Praise God. You're blessed. Give him praise. Hallow his name. Worship him, whether you're on a mountain or whether you're on a valley or somewhere in between those two points. Worship his holiness and worthiness. Give him praise in spirit and truth, in the quietness and in the stillness of the drive. Listen, listen, listen. Cut the radio off and you and him talk. I can't ride in silence. Well, don't let there be silence. You worship. I can only talk to him through songs. Stop it. Don't let other people's words be yours. You talk to your Savior. You talk to your Heavenly Father and give him praise. Hey, Lord, it's me again. state, none of us in this room have ever been called, has ever called our parents and them say, I don't want to hear from you. Some of us had bad parents, maybe. Don't let your heart go there and say, Brother Shannon, yeah, but let me, you just don't know me. You don't know my story. But you're still here. He's not done with you. He's got a plan for you. And he wants to hear from you. A healthy Christian prays. A healthy church prays. Father God, here we are again. Lord, here's your body. Here's your sons and your daughters. God, you hear me out loud. You don't have to be talking out loud. God, you hear. God, you hear the hearts of every person in this room. God, we worship you. You are holy, holy, holy. You are holy, God. You are worthy of praise. God, let your will be done in each one of our lives, Lord. We surrender our lives. We surrender our wills. We surrender our wants. We surrender ourselves. We lay ourselves down at your feet. God, give us exactly what we need. God, give us the food today, and Lord, take care of the food tomorrow. And you, we just go trust you. God, give us today our daily bread. And Lord, God, help us to forgive. Lord, if there's an unforgiving spirit here, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. If there's a hard heart and an unforgiving spirit amongst your son or your daughter in this room that has been hurt so bad, Holy Spirit of God, you bring the forgiveness, you bring the healing, you bring the relief that only you can bring, so that in their heart they can say, God, I forgive because you forgave me. And Lord, don't lead us into temptation. God, when we start to drift, when this old flesh starts taking us down that path, convict us, God. Draw us back. Draw us back, Lord. Don't let us wander. We're prone to wander. Don't let us wander, God. Keep us in the center of your perfect will. God, we're asking that as humbly as we know how. We're not asking for health and wealth and power and prestige. We're not asking to be known or to even be seen and heard. God, we just want more of you. God, we want more of you. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you received a blessing from this week's message. If you have any questions about what you've heard from Pastor Shannon this week, you may call our church office at area code 205-339-4071. We pray that God's word strengthens you as you go on your journey today.